Colchester says, hi Ollie, how comes the NHS is skint? Have you experienced their parking charges? People pay into the system, hospitals are being closed, A&Es are closing, and I agree it's the government that is selling off services. It's great if you're a politician. You go private. 84850 to text in, or you can call 0845 6060 973. Here's Rachel. Morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Hi.
Thinking about the lady who rang earlier, the one who said, oh, well, if you're not at home, you're not using gas and electricity, and, of course, you're not eating at home, so you can save all that money.
Yeah, that was Anne.
Yeah, I think she was assuming that, you know, everybody lives alone and obviously their houses won't be heated or lit or anything whilst they're not there.
Sure, so for now, families that's not relevant.
Well, quite. I mean, I work. I have an adult son with a disability, so he's not working at the moment. Now, if I went into hospital tomorrow under her wonderful plan, not only would I still have to be, there'd still need to be food in the house would still need to be heated and the council tax would still have to be paid and, you know, but on top of that, there would also be the expense of family visiting. And I wouldn't be, you know, I'd be getting minimal sick pay.
The thing is, though, I mean...
My mortgage just wouldn't get paid.
Yes.
Oh, and of course, let's not forget the parking charges, of course, which are outrageous.
They are. Her basic point, though, which was sort of about the hospital meals, I mean, she's right, isn't she, that you wouldn't be paying... I know that it doesn't work like this when you cook for a large number of people.
No.
But you wouldn't be paying for your food at home, so you would expect, if you were on a business trip staying in a hotel, you would pay for food, so why not in
Indeed,
a hospital?
Indeed, and I wouldn't mind paying for hotel food on a business trip. However, I've seen what they serve up at my local hospital. I wouldn't pay a penny for it. It is a disgrace what they serve up.
Well, yeah, but there you go. I mean, the argument...
You know,
would be,
but they won't put it right.
But the argument would be if they had to charge you for it, it would have to be better, you know, it would have to be Pret a Manger or Marks and Spencer's laying it.
Why?
Because that's the only way people would pay for it.
Well, no, they wouldn't. People would just go without food. I mean, now,
and that is the
surely
danger,
morally
it?
Now, they should be giving people decent food. Is the reason they're not giving them decent food because they're not paying for it?
Well, I think that's reverse engineering the question, isn't it?
That's an awful thing if that's the case. That, oh, it doesn't matter that we're giving them inedible food because they're not paying for it.
Well, no, I'm not really saying that. But what I'm saying is if you had a situation where people had to pay for it on top of what they already pay, it would have to be better to persuade them to do it. That's all I'm saying.
But I don't know if that'd be true. I mean, historically, looking at the NHS... I mean, you know, we should have fantastic parking. You know, we should have valet parking for what you pay to park at a local hospital. And that's not happening.
I mean...